Should we lower the voting age? It's nothing new, but an RMIT expert believes it's going to help repair our serious intergenerational divide on this, today, International Youth Day. Pleased to say that RMIT University expert is Professor Judith Besant, who joins me live on 6PR this afternoon. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
And thank you, Ollie.
Happy International Youth Day. Why do you think we should lower the voting age?
Well, there are lots of reasons. One is that it will make our democracy more democratic and more inclusive, because there's a whole lot of people who are not represented who ought to be. So, and it will, if we look into history, for example, we can see how voting, initially was for the elite few men, and then, you know, it was extended to working class men, and thereby women even had the vote, and even Indigenous people.
Yeah.
And each time that has happened, that enfranchise has been extended, democracy has been enriched, and so has our civic society.
So you're arguing we should go to what, the age of 16, Judith?
Well, that's the proposal, and we've seen a progressive sort of lowering of the age in 1970s. It was Gough Whitlam, 1973, it lowered it from 21 to 18. And since the 1990s and early 20s, there's been a push across many countries, often successfully, to lower it to 16 or 17.
When you turn 16, Judith, you know, you're able to start to drive a car. You obviously can't drink here in Australia. Do you think we need to revisit perhaps some sort of uniformity when it comes to whether it's 16, whether it's 18, that you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to do that?
Well, a lot of those, you know, rules or laws are arbitrary and they're inconsistent, I agree with you. But, you know, that's a separate issue from, you know, being able to vote. I think that young people are informed by and large as much as any other age cohort. They've got an interest, you know, perhaps some people might say more than others, because they're, you know, if their health's well, they'll live longer, and they've got a right to have a say about matters that directly affect them, and at the moment they don't. They're not formally represented.
So you think it's time to revisit this idea, look at lowering the voting age to 16, because 16-year-olds have a pretty outward-looking view and opinion of the world?
Many do. I mean, I don't like to generalise about an age cohort, because, you know, like, you could say that about 40-year-olds or, you know, all politicians. So, you know, they're a mixed group. But I think that It's on the cards, because a few weeks ago there was a bill that was put forward in 2018 by, Senator Jordan Steele, to lower the voting age, and that lapsed with the end of the last parliament. And so it's been restored. And that means that it's going to be back on the agenda, perhaps not this year, but next year. And I think that things have changed since 2018. A lot, you know. We had a Liberal National Coalition then. Now we've got a Labor government. We've got more Greens, and we've got more Independents as well. So it's a different context. So I think that there's a real possibility.
Yeah, you mentioned that Senator Jordan Steele, John, here from Western Australia, of course, and a Greens senator. Would it favour the left of centre parties even more? Would you imagine, Judith, though, if we raise the if we lowered the voting age to 16?
Well, it may or it may not. That's not the issue. The issue is that they ought to be, you know, represented. And I think that that's probably one of the reasons why the Liberal National Coalition, for example, have been reluctant to be sort of supportive of this idea. There is some research to say that young people may vote more towards the left, but that's, you know, like, young people are a heterogeneous group. Many young people are committed to sort of right-wing politics as well.
Sure.
So the question is whether or not they should have a vote, no matter which way they vote.
Well, we'll test it on the talkback lines. Really appreciate your time, Judith. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Ollie.
That's Judith Besant, Professor at RMIT University, who's arguing that lowering the voting age would help repair Australia's serious intergenerational divide.